Let me mention one last example of something that we do that, to me, very beautifully summarizes the complexity of the morning experience, how it's so often counterintuitive to what we otherwise expect. The morning experience urges us to do things that are entirely the opposite of what it was that we would otherwise want to do. For example, when you do kriya, when you do the cutting, there's a blessing that you say. Baruch atah Hashem v'kerem ha'chalam, blessed are you, Lord God, King of the Universe, Dayan ha'emet, the righteous judge, the true judge. Now, when somebody's kid dies, I assure you that the last thing in the world that they want to say is that God is a righteous judge. I assure you that is the last thing in the world that they want to say. When somebody dies after a horrible lingering illness, the last thing they want to say is, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach Le'alam Olam Me'ol Maya. May God's great name be blessed forever and ever. But that's exactly what our tradition tells us to say. When we get up and say the Kaddish at the end of a funeral, if you think about what is actually being said, as we have just turned our back on our deceased, and we turn away, and we praise the name of God, Yitzgadal v'Yitzkadash, magnified and sanctified. It is one of the great acts of spiritual courage in all human experience. It is definitely not something that should be taken for granted. So you have this counterintuitive thing. Let me mention an example, a jarring example of the counterintuitive. There is a tradition, that halacha actually, that kohanim, priests, do not go into the cemetery. And I have on occasion had people come to me and say, Rabbi, the guy that died was my best friend. How could I not go into the cemetery? You know, how can I not, like, show my respects, my devotion to this person? You know, and instead stand out, and for some crazy rule, I have to stand outside? And I said, yeah, you have to stand outside. And I will explain to you why you are doing more for your friend by standing outside than you would be doing for him if you were standing next to the grave. Why is it that you have to stand outside? For ritual purity. Why do we need the concern about ritual purity? Who cares? If the temple is going to be rebuilt, or let me rephrase that, when the temple is going to be rebuilt, we're going to need priests to be able to serve in the temple. And we're going to need priests that have not been made impure because of death. Because they're the ones that are going to have to start the ball rolling. Then we need the red heifer, et cetera, et cetera. So, we need you to stand outside the cemetery. Because when Mashiach comes and we rebuild the temple, we're going to need priests that can serve there. So you put yourself in some mud-filled village in Poland. You know, and you're dealing with the victims of the pogrom. And you think about that priest standing outside the gates of the cemetery. Oh, Rabbi, how insensitive. It's his best friend. How can you not care about his emotions? And you think about what that Kohen standing outside the cemetery, what he represents, what message of comfort he is giving to everybody at that funeral. He's standing out there because we're going home. And don't forget, we're going home. Hamakom yenachem etchem b'tov shadah v'tzion v'shalayim. God will comfort you among all the mourners for Zion in Jerusalem.